When was the last time you saw a picture of Ronald Reagan? Actually, let me rephrase that because, of course, this week, pictures of Reagan are everywhere. When was the last time you saw a recent picture of Ronald Reagan? It's been a while. When I poked around a bit, the most recent photo I could find was 4 years old. It was released by the family to show the late president celebrating his 89th birthday. He was seated at a table, kissing his wife, Nancy. Here's why I bring it up. In the course of doing documentaries on Alzheimer's disease, I spent a lot of time with families coping with the disease. And in the later stages, the daily reality these families face is not pretty. The Reagans deserve a lot of credit for bringing attention to Alzheimer's disease. They worked with the Alzheimer's Association to create the Ronald and Nancy Reagan Research Institute a year after his diagnosis was made public. Headlines such as "Reagan put Alzheimer's in public spotlight" are common this week. But it always seemed to me that the spotlight was aimed very carefully to leave shadows masking the worst parts of Reagan's journey into dementia. The family's decision to talk a lot about Alzheimer's, to try to do a lot about Alzheimer's, but not to show much about their life with Alzheimer's, was certainly their right, no question about it. But I always wondered what the impact might have been if the public had seen more of the grinding toll of the disease in the Reagan home. For the patient, Alzheimer's inflicts frustration, anger, and terror as it strips away memories and awareness. But the thing about Alzheimer's is that as the dementia progresses, in most cases it's really harder on caregivers than on the person who has the disease. Caregivers often labor with little respite. They have no time for a social life, not to mention that fear and discomfort of the disease often drives away all their friends. It's really no surprise that researchers have documented damage to the physical health of Alzheimer's caregivers. In browsing Alzheimer's-related internet chat rooms since Ronald Reagan's death, most references I found expressed sympathy toward a family that shared a similar burden, and there were hopeful notes about more attention to the disease and to caregivers. "We all know what Nancy went through," wrote one person. "He was an icon for Alzheimer's. Without him, people would still hide and bury Alzheimer's. He and Nancy released the horrors of this disease to the world and made them face it," another posting said. But a few messages noted that the Reagan situation was peculiar. The level of support Nancy Reagan enjoyed, social, medical, even Secret Service, was unique. As one writer put it, "Most people cannot afford the level of care and attention she was able to provide for her husband, nor are they spared the exhausting, round-the-clock physical grind that she didn't have to endure." Another was more blunt. "I doubt she was changing the damn bedpans herself." As I mentioned earlier, I've always wondered how things might have been different if the Reagans had let the world watch, really watch, what Alzheimer's can do to a person and a family. But then, after all, their family is not a typical family. And as I watch coverage of Reagan's death, I think I understand a little better why Nancy Reagan kept the shutters mostly closed. One of the advance men who's been preparing for the funeral for years was quoted in the Wall Street Journal as calling it a legacy-building event. And the message of Operation Serenade, as the team dubbed it, is to reinforce Reagan's image as a man who won the Cold War and restored America's faith in itself. Disturbing images of a 93-year-old man's final submersion into Alzheimer's disease would only be a distraction. So as planned, the images of a younger, vital Ronald Reagan now fill our TV screens, newspapers, and magazines. Images setting the basis for our memories to come.